This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Deposed Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro and his wife will appear in a federal court today in New York, and with their capture brings many questions about legality, political fallout, and economic interests in Latin America. KYW's Vic Ragapathy spoke to a local political science professor about some of the context surrounding the Trump administration's actions this weekend.
Swarthmore College professor of political science Ben Berger says while there's been longstanding bad blood with Venezuela, such as an indictment of President Nicolas Maduro during Donald Trump's first term, Saturday's abduction essentially came out of the blue.
It's not as if we can trace this back to the administration's announced plans. We can't trace it back to a campaign platform.
And Berger says when looking to the past for context, this is decidedly different from when the U.S. deposed Panamanian leader Manuel Noriega 36 years ago.
5 days before the invasion, Noriega had said that they were in a state of war with the U.S. His military had actually caused some casualties among U.S. military personnel.
It's up in the air how much governing of Venezuela the U.S. will handle. Berger says America's recent attempt to reshape Iraq went poorly.
The U.S. went in, did promote regime change, tried to do nation building, and it really did not turn out well for Iraqis and not well for the U.S. either. Oil companies benefited.
And Berger says a major question moving forward is with the U.S. in place to control Venezuela's massive oil reserves, who stands to benefit?
Which oil companies get access to the reserves of any given country is often a political question. The prospect of this administration's allied oil companies being able to go in to open up oil reserves, those are really political questions.
Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio 1039 FM.
Dozens of people from the local Venezuelan community came together at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul on the parkway for the vigil of the future of Venezuela. KYW Sheridan Howard was there and says hopes are high, but concerns about what comes next was on most people's minds.
I know there's a lot of questions. There are really little or no answers to many of these questions.
Gil Ahrens moved to Philadelphia from Venezuela 16 years ago. His family and friends back home told him after years of being under a difficult regime, President Maduro's removal is a win. But they're unsure about the future of the country after his capture.
I would say being in Venezuela, people can't express themselves. There is no freedom in Venezuela. It's a dictatorship. So right now I'm just trying to take it in and enjoy this moment. It's a small victory, but it's a victory.
Daisy and her daughter are from the Dominican Republic and say it was necessary for them to show up right now.
We came to give support to the Venezuelan community. Hopefully there will be a light.
Echoing the words of Pope Leo, Father Dennis Gill shared what he says is at the heart of the church's message.
And our Holy Father, Pope Leo, has been leading us in a very clear and compelling way to be agents of peace. And we see our vigil as a small part in that great prayer for peace.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio 1039 FM.
In other news, Philadelphia's top cop says in 2026 he wants to continue to chip away at property crime and gun violence, expand the drone program, and focus on the city's public safety plan, which will be announced this month. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson explains.
Homicides and shootings were at a record low last year, but Commissioner Kevin Bethel says they only had slight reductions in property and violent crime.
Thefts and retail thefts and stolen autos and burglaries and robberies. And so it was really, really important. important for us to really continue to focus on those offenses.
Bethel says in the new year, he wants to grow the drone program, which is already in four districts, to help with investigations and barricades.
In those critical situations where we may have to use deadly force, that we may be able to avoid that because the officer, that the drone will be already on location, being able to share what they're seeing, and the officer's not walking into a critical situation.
Within the next few weeks, he says the mayor will announce a public safety plan, which he says includes more training for police officers.
It's the first time that we engaged a bottom-up strategy where we had the community. We had about 200 stakeholders, both inside the police department from every rank all the way up to me, and then outside the community from different community groups and individuals in the community. And
Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
In sports, the Eagles missed an opportunity to improve their playoff seeding, losing to the Commanders at the Link 24-17 yesterday. If they won, they would have moved up from the 3 to the 2 seed because of the Bears' loss to the Lions. KYW's Dave Uram has postgame reaction.
For a good portion of his 8-minute press conference, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni took multiple questions about resting starters against Washington, with that decision now arguably backfiring.
I knew this was an outcome, that these things could happen. Like I said to you guys, one thing I could guarantee was giving them rest. I couldn't guarantee anything else. And us being healthy and going into the playoffs healthy is a big deal for us. And that served us well in the past.
Sirianni did not regret the decision and also did not consider putting starters in as the game went on when it was clear the Lions had a chance to upset the Bears and things weren't going that great for the Eagles.
Half the people are going to agree with it. Half the people aren't. Half you guys are going to agree with it. Half you aren't. And that's okay. But you have to do what you think's best for the football team. And so to change course, if you make that decision and you're convicted on it and then change course in the middle, I think that puts the guys in a tough spot.
So it'll be the 3-seed Eagles against the 6-seed 49ers in the wild card round of the playoffs at the Link. Reporting from South Philadelphia, Dave Uram, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.